As the Queensland state election approaches, the state Labor Party has announced its clean energy policy. Their aim is to position Queensland as national leaders in clean energy. To find out more, I'm speaking to Jason Lidiath, Queensland Climate Change and Clean Energy Coordinator for the Australian Conservation Foundation. Welcome, Jason.
Hi, Dev. Thanks for having me.
Let's start by analysing the key energy policy announcement. Firstly, deliver 50% clean energy by 2030. How easily can this be done within that timeline?
I think it'll be easily done. Queensland's got the perfect conditions for solar in the world, pretty much. We've got plentiful sunshine, heaps of land, the skills, and the infrastructure to do it. And there's a global rush on to build big renewable energy. And, yeah, so there's companies lined up out the door trying to get a piece of the Queensland sunshine. So I don't think they'll have any trouble getting the 50%, and I think it's likely they'll overshoot that, and as we get closer to 2030, we'll be pushing up towards 100%.
Are there any things like state renewable energy targets mooted or anything, or do you reckon the renewable energy economy will basically just drive it and achieve the target unfettered?
Well, I think having the target is really important. Before the current government got in, there was no target, and Queensland had the lowest amount of large-scale renewables in Australia of any state. And when the current government came in with a target, that really sent a signal to the industry that Queensland would be welcoming to renewable energy projects. And as a result, that's why you're seeing now Queensland have half of the large-scale solar projects being built in Australia, and is really powering ahead. So I think having that target and showing that the government is really open to having renewable energy, you know, is important to facilitate it coming on board. I do think, however, that, you know, the prices are so good, the technology is so good, that to a large extent, it's just unstoppable now.
Now, how does this target compare with the target set by other states and also a national target?
Well, the 50% target is sort of in line with, well, it's a bit less than obviously where South Australia is, because we already passed it, and Victoria's got a pretty impressive target as well. It's in line with Western Australia's. New South Wales haven't really set up a target yet. They have said a few things about wanting to get to net neutrality by carbon emissions by 2050. But yeah, it sort of brings us in line with other states. But in terms of nationally, there's not much detail around the national energy guarantee at the moment, so it's hard to say. I'd say it's definitely more ambitious than what the federal government's looking at.
Now, it says here build at least 1,000 megawatts of state-owned clean energy by 2025. What form will that take?
Yeah. Well, that remains to be seen. They're setting up a body called CleanCo, and their job is to build large-scale renewable energy projects. So in Queensland at the moment, there's 60% of our electricity generation is government-owned, and Queenslanders have voted at state elections that they want to keep the energy assets in their hands. And the current plan to get to 50% by 2030 involves a lot of private investment. And so there's a concern that if we allow the private industry to build all the new renewables, then the fact that Queenslanders want to be able to own a lot of the energy assets, you know, we won't. So the point of having that target is to ensure that the Queensland government still owns a significant amount of its own energy generation. And how that looks, they haven't announced. So they have put forward $50 million for concentrated solar thermal. So I think that sort of indicated that might be the direction they might be wanting to go in. But I think it remains to be seen exactly, you know, what they're going to spend that $100 million on. So 1,000 megawatts is going to be.
Is direct state government intervention an unusual step, or is it, as you said, a special case for Queensland? Also, is it a justifiable response for failures in the energy market?
Pretty much the entire fleet of coal power stations around Australia were built by state governments that were then privatised. And so Queensland wasn't any different in that they owned the energy generation. It's just that Queensland didn't sell off the majority of it like other states. So that's not any different, except that Queensland has managed to hold on to it. And what you've seen is, because the government does own the energy assets, they'll be able to tell those generators not to bid too high to keep wholesale electricity prices down. And that's part of the reason that they want to keep the assets in their hands, so that they can have, you know, a level of control over wholesale energy prices.
Given that you've got coalition parties being adherents of the private market, has there been any feedback yet from them about this this government intervention?
The LNP is against the 50% renewable energy target, and they've actually flagged that they want to build a coal power station. And so they definitely have a different attitude towards energy to the Labor Party. But I guess the issue around, you know, privatisation versus public ownership hasn't really reared its head. They went to the last state election wanting to sell off the assets and lost that election. So I think, you know, they're in no rush to be, you know, talking about flogging off the state's generation again.
Next, we've got $97 million for a clean energy package for schools. What will this involve?
Yeah. Well, I imagine it will involve measures to be more efficient, obviously, so, and then to put panels on the roofs. It's really a no-brainer to power Queensland schools with solar. They've got huge roofs. Most of their electricity is used for air conditioning during the, you know, the times when the sun's shining the most. And it's a really good move. You know, that investment will pay for itself within a few years. So, it's basically just to power schools by solar and to be more efficient in their energy use.
So you mentioned before the $50 million for solar thermal technology.
Yeah.
Any details been given out on what form that will take? Like, will it involve storage?
Well, the great thing about solar thermal is it's dispatchable. So, you know, it'll run. It can produce electricity during the night. So even though it isn't, it is storage in a way that the molten salt remains hot, so it can continue to dispatch electricity. And that's the reason that they're really keen to get solar thermal going in Queensland, because we've got these great solar assets, and it's the way to, you know, one of the ways, along with battery storage, to be able to use the power of the sun 24/7. So where they're going to build it, you know, and what it's going to look like, we don't know. $50 million isn't enough to build a big concentrated solar thermal plant. So, you know, someone else is going to have to come in and stump up some more money before we see what happens. But there's huge interest in building concentrated solar thermal in Queensland, because they see it as a real technology of the future. And as I said, Queensland's got the perfect conditions for solar.
Now, how does this range of Labor policies compare to those from the other political parties? Start with the LNP.
Yeah, so the LNP are going to scrap this. They're not going to have a target at all. They got a 5-point plan, which is essentially allowing decisions to go. I'd like to make the regulatory decisions a lot easier to build renewable energy plants, but they've got no goal. And they want to build a coal power station. So very, very different, where the ALP, Queensland Labor, ruled out building a coal power station, and the LNP wants to. One Nation also have a policy to build a coal power station and seem quite against renewable energy subsidies in any form, although they haven't officially released a policy. And the Greens, as you can imagine, are more ambitious. They've got a 90% renewable energy target by 2030.
Just to wrap things up there was the announcement by the Premier that there would be, if I heard it correctly, no further support for Adani's coal projects. And the state Labor Treasurer said, rationalising the decision, we've listened to the voices of the public. Is that the correct reading of that situation?
Yeah, so the Queensland Labor have committed to no public funds to Adani. And for a long time, they were saying that the NAIF loan, the Northern Australian Infrastructure Fund, was federal money, but the Queensland government doesn't need to agree to it. And so recently they said, we will veto that loan. We will not allow any public money to go to Adani. And it definitely represents the voices of Queenslanders. Last night there was a leaders debate in the Broncos Leagues Club, and the audience of 100 people were asked who supports Adani getting public money, and not a single person put up their hand. So I think that really goes to show just how strongly people feel in Queensland about propping up this project with public money.
So then it's almost 100% certain that there won't be a U-turn on that policy if the Labor Party gets re-elected?
You'd hope not. They've made it pretty clear that that's their commitment. I think if they did backflip on it, they'd be in a lot of trouble.